20 years ago, for instance, a new charity formed in Exeter to help support children and young people going through a bereavement. Today, Balloons runs support sessions, grief counselling, and activity days for children. It responds to inquiries from parents and schools who need their help and is making a real difference at the most difficult times in any family. And right now, as with many charities across Devon, Balloons needs our support, your support, so they can continue supporting children. As fundraising officer Nassim Hartman told Radio X's Paul Nero.
We support children and young people between the age of 5 and 25. And we go in and we support children, usually in their school setting, because that's the best place, because there are people there that can pick them up after a session. And we do one-to-one support sessions with our grief support workers, usually between 4 and 6 sessions, to help those children with their emotions, to gather memories of that special person that has died.
How did the charity start coming about? Are you a very old and historic charity or relatively new?
We're a relatively new charity. In fact, we will be 20 years old next year. We were set up by some oncology nurses at the RD&E who recognised that there was a need for children. So when, sadly, maybe their parents or their grandparents had died, there was nothing there to scoop those children up and prepare them for what was coming. So we work with both children who have been bereaved or children who are about to be bereaved. So we do pre-bereavement work as well.
It sounds very traumatic and difficult work. So you're there to support children, but how do you find the kind of staff who've got the empathy and the strength to do this kind of work?
So we have a fantastic team, 6 members of staff. We're all part-time, but we rely on the support of our volunteers who are unpaid, and we currently have 45 volunteers, and they're the ones who are trained to go in and support those children. Actually, most of the staff do go in and work one-to-one with children as well.
With all charities, you need money and help and support in some way.
That is exactly it. I mean, I find my job is twofold. I am actually the fundraising officer, so my job is, yes, to go out and make contact with businesses to support us and also get the word out within the community, community sports groups, things like that. But always it is making sure that people know about the service. That's really the most important thing, because it would be awful if there was a child out there that needed our support and they didn't know about what we were there to do.
Bereavement is difficult for anybody at any time, but particularly of children, of course. How many children do you help every year?
It fluctuates a little, but it's normally around 130 children every year.
Yeah, so it's a substantial number of children who need your help.
Yes, national statistics show that it's one child in every class nationally, which is a huge number of children. And we have to make sure that the waiting list doesn't get too long.
If you're a parent listening to this, or if you're a school and you know a child who's going to be affected or has been affected, what do you do to start the process?
Parents and carers can contact us direct, and I can let you have the contact details. But usually the most of the contacts come through school. So it would be a school SENCO or a pastoral support worker. Sometimes it's GPs and CAMs. But if any parents and carers are concerned at all about their children, just get in touch with us direct.
And what do you want organisations who are listening to this to do?
It would be wonderful if they could support us in any way, shape or form, even if it's just a bake sale in the staff canteen, making us Charity of the Year, joining us on some of our events. We've got a couple of skydives booked this year. I did it myself last year and it was great fun. I do assure you it was great fun. There is a minimum that you have to raise, but we found that our supporters, my friends and family, were very generous, and we raised over £3,000.
Goodness me.
Which is, for Balloons, is a fantastic amount of money.
How much does it cost to keep Balloons going every year?
It costs about £200,000 to keep Balloons running over the year. And we apply to grants, we apply to trusts, we apply to Comic Relief, all those sorts of organisations.
And do you get NHS funding?
No, we don't get any statutory funding at all, which often surprises people that there's no money there from statutory organisations. So we rely on grants, trusts and the wonderful donations of school children, sports groups, church groups, anyone that's prepared to do a small bit of fundraising for us.
And what real difference are you making in those half dozen sessions or so that you can give each individual child or group of siblings, presumably?
Yes, we sometimes do work with groups of siblings, but the support, and we have this direct from the children. When we work with groups, getting those children to make connections and being able to talk about death. It's a very difficult thing to talk about, and people do shy away from using that word. Teachers themselves are worried about using it, are worried about saying the wrong thing. But what we do is we give children the opportunity to talk about that loved one. Sometimes it's really hard to talk about that loved one at home because they might be worried about making mummy cry. But actually what we can do is we can say, tell me about Nanny, tell me about Dad. And it gives them an opportunity to share everything, the good and the bad. And then hopefully we can then help that child collect and save memories so that they're ready to move on.
Nassim Hartman from Balloons, the Exeter charity supporting children through bereavement. And if you can help in any way, check out their website, ballooncharity.co.uk.